When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Right, morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Some of my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Show. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Hill Show. Good morning, Boston. Nobody from the normal show outside of me and Jackson are here today. So instead, they've given you Shime and Fitzy on this beautiful Christmas Eve morning. Fitzy, Merry, Merry Christmas, my friend. How are you this morning?
We're still trying to locate the Fitz dog here.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are.
Well, that's ideal.
Yes.
It's just no response, nothing.
I texted him a little while ago, and he has not responded unless he has.
He
responded. He's on, Nexus 2.
A hot start to the show today, Jackson.
Yep.
This is good.
Man.
Oh, good.
I'm not used to this. And I'm playing very wounded today, so you're going to have to bear with me.
It's okay. Well, it's a good morning here in the city of Boston. Last night, the Boston Bruins got a nice little win after quite possibly the ugliest second period I've ever seen in my life. I watched them have a great third period, and they piled it on there, ended up winning that game 4-1. Unfortunately, your Boston Celtics fell to the Orlando Magic 108-104. And on Monday Night Football, we saw the Green Bay Packers lay an absolute hammer down on the New Orleans Saints. It was quite the game for the Green Bay Packers as they secured their spot in the playoffs for like the fifth time in 6 years under Matt LaFleur. So that was pretty impressive out of them to shut out the Saints. I think that was the first shutout since week 18 of last season.
All right, here we go.
Oh, are we finally joined by the one and only Nick Fitzy Stevens?
Happy Christmas, my boy.
There he is.
Good to hear ya.
Good morning, bud. How are ya?
It is the radio ghost of Christmas past, present, and future joining you once again to eat some innings on this, the most joyous of days. You know, a day actually, Shime, and it's wonderful to be in touch with you. And thank you again, Jackson, for helping me through the technical difficulties, getting me on the frequency modulator.
Yeah, no, that was all you, my friend.
on this most glorious of days. I asked my kids the other day, I said, what day do you love the most? Do you love Christmas Day when you get your presents and a year's worth of wishes, joy, anticipation, anxiety, dreams all finally come to fruition? Or do you like Christmas Eve because it's the last day before the fulfillment and it's like the pinnacle, the apex of all
anticipation?
And they said Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I do love Christmas Eve. I think for me, too, Christmas Eve has some of the better, like, the best memories just because we used to all get together at my grandparents' house. And so it was like one big family gathering, and then Christmas Day was a lot more low-key.
John, so, I was going to say the exact same damn thing.
Yeah,
grandparents' house on Christmas Eve, greatest memory ever.
Then I'll do it as well. The exact same damn thing.
Yeah, it's just I don't know what it is that was the way it seems like all three of our families operated, and those were a lot of fun times, a lot of good nights, a lot of whiskey nogs, the yellow Russians, if you will, that Fitzy will consume. Baby. And so
about
yeah,
10:35 before I have my first one today. You know, it's funny, Shime. So growing up in Brainerd on the South Shore, our Christmas Eve tradition until, I want to say maybe once I got through college even, used to always be going to my godmother's, my dear departed Aunt Joni, rest her soul, and Uncle Murray. Even though they were godparents, I just grew up calling them Auntie Joni and Uncle Murray. So we would always go to their house in Hull, and they lived on Salisbury Road, which was like this little hill that overlooked the saltwater inlet right across from Paragon Park. So, okay, like, it was a great view of Nantasket, great view nice. Of where the old park used to be.
Yeah.
And it used to just be this wonderful time. It would be her parents, some of their family friends, some of my dad's best family friends as well. And it would just be 4 or 5 hours of singing along, like lots of good lasagna and big family meal, happy parents. Like, it was just, and then going home and the entire ride thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm like 7 hours away from getting Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Holy smokes. I think when I wake up, there might be the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier under the tree. I think I'm going to crap myself. And then I would wake up and it would just be a wide world of toys and goodies. And the weirdest thing was, Santa Claus used to accidentally leave all the price tags from like Osco Drug and Child World and Toys R Us on the toys.
That's amazing. So now, as a father, as a father and an adult and a gift giver in your own right,
two
now,
of the three would be correct.
Yeah, sure. Are you a last minute shopper and rapper, or are you I get it done like before Black Friday kind of guy?
Oh, I've been done for weeks.
Really?
Yeah, impressive. I love you know, my parents my mom was an early buyer, my dad was a last minute shopper. And that would always lead to some of the classic consternation and nonsense that would go on in our house around the tree. And by the way, most of the photos from my family's Christmases are barely visible because A, they're old prints that are losing their color over time that I still need to digitize, and B, the room was so full of cigarette smoke you couldn't see anything in the first place. But I love yesterday Jones and I were having this discussion on the Midday Show, the idea of I love shopping long in advance. Once I start to get an idea of what somebody wants, also trying to mold the gift in terms of their personalities, things I know that really will fit them or surprise them and make them happy. And I don't know, I just have always really enjoyed the process. So yeah, I guess I get going probably in like October, maybe.
Wow. That's impressive. I am on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. I just finished yesterday. I haven't even wrapped yet. I just finished purchasing yesterday.
Oh, you did.
What was that?
Oh, so the culmination of your shopping was yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, Christmas Eve wrapping is a delight. As long as no one peeks in the room or ruins the fun for you.
Well, and absolutely. So now we're hosting, some family members tonight. So I have to get it done this afternoon instead of doing it tonight. So I could wait until they all leave, but then I'll be a little, few beverages in, let's say. And so who knows how good the wrapping job would be. Then again, I've never been a great rapper, so drunk or sober, you probably wouldn't be able to tell.
I'm not a bad rapper, but now I just let my kids rap it because I think it's way more fun.
Oh, yeah. And
I used to like worry about like, oh, no, we can't use all, kids, don't use up all this paper. It's so expensive. Kids, think about Mother Earth. We can't waste all this paper. I don't care. They could use 7 rolls.
It's paper.
For a tube of for like makeup for their mom, I don't care.
But I feel like Greg Hill in terms of wrapping paper because I can buy as much as I want. Like that's one of the few things I'm like I can afford that. I can get all the wrapping paper I want. You use as much as you want. You want to wrap it 4 times? Go for it, honey. That's fine. We can afford it.
Yeah, getting the shopping done though. It's at least today you don't have the pressure of knowing like See, I went to a mall yesterday, just noodled around for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I love the retail therapy. I was describing it to Jones as almost like a first trip into the casino. Like, you got that nice crisp shirt on,
you have
your
to take
best pants.
Everything into account. Like,
you,
it's
yeah, you're
really soak like, it in.
Oh, the excitement of knowing, like, I don't know which way this night's going to go. Hopefully it's going to be my kind of night. The casino oxygen just getting pumped into you. You get so high. It was great.
Yeah, I think one of the things, outside of being a master procrastinator, I love the feeling of stores at Christmas time. It's weird. I hate the grocery store. Like, I had to go to Market Basket to buy a bunch of Shaw's yesterday, buy a bunch of stuff. And all of a sudden, like, I'm in over my head. People are stupid. They won't get out of the way. I'm like, dude, what are we doing? But then you go into, like, Target or a mall or, you know, mm-hmm. your local Walmart or wherever you're going to buy your
Old Navy, smell Bath and Body
Barnes
Works
and
right
Ables.
Now.
Yeah, Bed Bath and Body Works, whatever you're doing. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the feeling that everybody's shopping. Like, it's just, it's awesome. There's Christmas music playing everywhere. It's the best.
You'll love it. So yesterday, after completing the midday show, took care of some domestic responsibilities around here, and then around 4 o'clock, shipped off to the grocery store to pick up some last minute items for both Christmas dinner as well as take advantage of I'm going to use this phrase, 3-2-1, beef sales that were going on at the local market.
Yeah,
bought a huge filet roast.
You're a big beef sales guy.
Huge beef sales. Came home, took a huge filet roast, cut it into steaks, froze it for the winter so a couple nights we could treat the kids to a proper beef supper. Mm. And then we did a little shopping, and I found there was a bowling alley, and we thought, you know what, why don't we get the kids some sliders and calamari, we'll get some beer, get some beverages,
yes.
go bowling. All the lanes were filled, so you're going to love this. Last night, I was having appetizers for dinner, beverages with my brother-in-law and my wife while the kids played, and we were playing bocce.
Nice.
It was outstanding.
Love bocce. I used to play that all the time. Summer cookouts, whip out the bocce. It's game on. Let's go.
Where do you play bocce in 10-degree weather, though?
Yeah, I was indoors.
Yeah, come on, Jackson.
I didn't know there was indoor bocce.
Neither did I, but...
Listen, it's 2024. Anything is possible, Jackson.
That's true. I can hit a golf ball into a wall, and it tells me I'm playing on Pebble Beach, so...
That's a damn good point.
You can literally now hit a golf ball into a projector screen, and that ball can land on any fairway or in any rough anywhere you want in the entire world.
As the gusts of Monterey come in off the coast. Like, it's just a beautiful thing. 617-779-7937. If you want to weigh in this morning, Fitzy and Chime will be talking all things Patriots today. We will get to some reaction from Patriot Monday yesterday. I'll get Fitzy's take on the game from Sunday, since him and I have not spoken since the game. How was Six Rings post-game show after the game on Sunday, by the way? Good spirits, I would take it. Really?
It was, the lines were loaded the entire 90 minutes. It was an abbreviated show. But, I think there's a, this won't tie into a lead or anything. I'm not giving anything away with this, but I think there is now this level of fatigue in Patriots fans. I can relate. I kind of feel it now as well myself. I'm tired of saying, like, I know the kid is the future, or like, no, Drake May, he's the real deal. But... You know what I mean? Like, there's every call begins with, look, I love May. I think he's going to be great. Like, sure, he's got to get a hold of the turnovers and tell people, like, don't worry about the turnovers. It's the last thing you should be concerned about is the fact that.
I mean, he had a turnover yesterday. And
that Drake May leads.
Like, that was the first turnover that was his fault in, like, 3 weeks.
Seven straight games, 8 of the last 10, he's had a turnover.
Those numbers are juice because that, like, you look back last week, not this past week, but the week before was the booty one where he literally handed it off to the defensive back. And the week before that was the Hunter Henry one where he decided to just start trying to play soccer in the middle of a football game and knee juggled it up to a defensive back. Two of those don't even count. Like, those, by the way, we need a new stat. We need, like, a receiver mistake stat.
Yeah, because that booty one last week in Arizona, that's not on Drake May.
No.
Oh, the ball was a little low. It's tough to catch it down there.
He had it in his hands.
I had no idea. Right next. Hey, Kayshawn, I had no idea where they were closing down the Party City in your town. They opened up an excuse factory. Knock it off. Catch the damn ball.
It's literally in your job description to catch the football. You're a wide receiver. You receive the football. Please catch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the mood was, it was okay. It wasn't as angry as it was after the Arizona game. I tell you, there were some angry regional elves that called into the postgame show after the Arizona game. And I think it was mostly due to the fact that there was just that lackluster effort and such a pedestrian game plan for the first three quarters, coming out conservatively, throwing the ball short. And so now this week, there's this counter programming in the first half where the coaching staff, the coordinators, perhaps due to the way fans reacted, perhaps, I don't know if it was game script as much as maybe even ownership saying, like, you guys have to come out a little more aggressively. Like, that was pretty weak sauce in Arizona. So they play super aggressively the first half this week. And then in the second half, they turtle, and it's a tale of two games. I still maintain Buffalo did not win that game as much as the Patriots lost the game on Sunday.
Oh, 100%. I mean, without that defensive touchdown, that could have been a very different game. You had a 14-point lead on the Buffalo Bills, who up until that point had been lighting the world on fire. And so,
averaging 40 points a week the last five games.
Yeah, this week looked more like you had just come out of the bye week and were ready to play than against the than that Cardinals game. And
bingo.
So I was very pleased, especially with the first. That was my favorite first half of football the New England Patriots have played all year. They were good, especially the first quarter was, I mean, nearly flawless. You had Josh Allen on the field for four plays. That's it. He was on for four plays. One first down and then three more plays, and he's punting away. And, like, that was awesome. And then in the second half, though, you know, the Buffalo kind of owned you in the trenches, and that's what lost you this game. Ultimately, it was turnovers and the inability to tackle. That was my takeaway after the game. Gerard Mayo said that exact same thing yesterday with us in his press conference. That's what lost them the game, is the turnovers and the inability to tackle in the run game.
Yeah, it is, but also their own inability to hold on to the ball, maintain a lead as well. Like, I thought it was just way too conservative. And yeah, the Patriots rushing defense is bad. It's really bad.
It's so bad.
They can't hold an edge, you know, any longer than you and I could hold like a cast iron pan coming out of a hot stove without a freaking pot holder. Like, it's bad. It's really bad. Like, you give up the 50-yard run to James Cook when you go up 14-0. Whoops, it's 14-7. Buffalo outrushes you in the second half. And also, yes, there was an arm punt from Josh Allen, but you turned the ball, you know, Ramondre puts the ball on the ground twice. Like,
and Gibson put it on the ground once. Luckily, they just didn't recover.
He did. But, like, Ramondre was single-handedly. Okay, there's a lot of people that own a slice of the blame pizza that goes into that terrible idea for throwing a backwards lateral
pass
at the four-yard line.
Yeah.
All four people get slices of that pie. Jacobs,
four?
Van Pelt, May, and Ramondre.
Hold on. Why does this bugs me? Why does Drake May get any fault for that? What did he do wrong?
Oh, I saw you hooting and hollering with people.
Oh, I was losing it because
incensed.
Incensed. Thank you. That's the perfect word. Mitch might even still have the photo. I sent it to him yesterday in case this topic came up yesterday. But, like, there was no. The play was designed to be basically like a bubble screen. That's exactly what it was. Ramondre ran further back because Demontre Jacobs got blown up. And then May puts it in his hands. Like, he literally puts it in his hands, and Ramondre, too scared of the defensive end that just blew by Demontre Jacobs, doesn't catch the football. All he does, catch the football, take the 7-yard loss, and it's like, okay, we move on. It's no big deal. Instead, he just lets it bounce off his hands because he's too worried about looking at the defensive end, and it's a defensive touchdown. Like, that is all AVP for a bad play call. You don't call that call in the shadow of your own end zone. And then that is all Demontre Jacobs and Ramondre Stevenson, like 100%.
Would you not offer, though, that perhaps when Drake May sees that Demontre Jacobs has done Demontre Jacobs things and allowed someone to just blow by him as if he weren't even there? We had some very sensitive callers call into the midday program yesterday and call it border control in Texas.
Yeah, like, on a normal pass play, I would agree, but that wasn't a normal pass play. Drake didn't see Demontre Jacobs fail. Like, the last thing Drake sees is Demontre going for the cut, and then you see him kind of hop, and so he squares himself to Ramondre so that he makes a good throw, and that's exactly what he does. Like, again, I think the majority of the blame is on AVP. This is not a call you make inside your own 10-yard line. You just don't do it.
The majority of the blame is on Van Pelt, 100%.
And then
1,000%.
Because, like, if Jacobs makes that cut block, as Mayo pointed out in his press conference, that's probably a 10-yard gain. Like, he has three. Ramondre would have three blockers out in front and plenty of space. Like, Antonio Gibson, Hunter Henry, Jalen Polk are all out in front to block. And if Ramondre catches the football and Demondre Jacobs just, I don't know, makes the cut block, that's a possible first down.
Well, let me ask this question then. Not only to the point of Van Pelt, like, why are you making that call? Just, it's a very dangerous call to throw a lateral at the five.
Definitely.
When you know Buffalo has been in your backfield the majority of the game. Whenever Buffalo sent five or more, they always got at least one, if not two, guys home.
And they sent five or more quite a bit.
Quite a bit, yes. Their blitz rate was, I think, almost like 50%. They had guys back there the entire second half. Drake May wasn't even into step four of a seven-step drop, and he had a face full of red. But
they had to abort a play action because they had guys in their face.
It was so bad. God, that line is so historically bad. But not only why are you making that call, why are you making that call when you know Demondre Jacobs is your right tackle? That guy can't hold
anything. You have to know your personnel.
That's what's going to me, that's if Alex Van Pelt becomes the coaching scapegoat between all of the coordinators and receivers, coach, special, Jeremy Springer's done a fine job on special teams, but between Tyler Hughes, anyone on the defense, Alex Van Pelt, if Van Pelt becomes the scapegoat, they're going to point to plays like that, and it's a shame because I think he's done a better job than not most of the season, especially considering the product that he's working with.
And the success of the quarterback. 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in. Call in this morning. That's also the text line number now. We've moved on from that old, shorter number. It's still just the same number you call in on. You can listen to us on the radio, 93.7 on your dial, or if you're going out, you're in your house, you're doing some last-minute Christmas Eve decorating or some cleanup, you got a party later, getting ready for work. Whatever you're doing today, you can download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and you can find us by just searching WEEI, and we'll be right there, and you can listen to us all day from anywhere you are at any time. That's the beauty of the app. But right now, let's get you caught up with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Monday Night Football saw the Green Bay Packers shut out the Saints 34-0. They lock up their spot in the playoffs. We're going to have three NFC North teams in the playoffs. One of them is surely going to be the one seed as well, which is just crazy to think that all three of those teams are some of the best teams in football. Green Bay Packers, sneaky pick for a lot of people to make the Super Bowl at this point.
Ooh, I got to tell you, Shime, we can spend a nice slice of this morning talking about which of those three teams we think may make the Super Bowl. And the Packers are, look out, Detroit. They are clearly in your rear view.
I also think, as much as it pains me, Fitzy, I have a specific future bet I want to give out later. We'll talk about it. When we talk about the NFC North and which team we think might make the Super Bowl, I have a specific Super Bowl pick that I want to give out that I had a bit of a revelation on this morning. And,
I'm here for it.
It pains me to give it, but I will. Celtics fell to the Magic last night, 108-104 in Orlando. Jaylen Brown led the way for the Seas with 35 points. The Bruins beat the Capitals 4-1. They'll get a few days off now until Friday when they head to Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. And the Houston Texans have claimed disgruntled wide receiver Deontay Johnson off of waivers. Johnson got traded from the Panthers to the Ravens at the deadline. The Ravens, he played basically like 10 snaps with the Ravens, was then cut because he was just not happy being there. I'm not exactly sure the case.
Well, he's also a knucklehead.
He is a knucklehead. Again, another receiver that leaves Mike Tomlin and becomes crazy. I don't know what Tomlin's secret is, but he's got some kind of magic potion over there. Good for him. And so he has joined the Texans following that horrific Tank Dell injury on Saturday against the Chiefs. That trending now is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is sensational. Ready meal salads for $6.99 each. That's right. Ready meal salads are $6.99 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. More Fitzy and Shime filling in for the Greg Hill Show coming up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorite Christmas songs, Jackson. Excellent.
Hey, man, any hint of something in a song that you mentioned, I have to play it, you know?
That's
you,
exactly. It was Salisbury Road in Hull. So basically, I thought of it as Salisbury Hill. So excellent, excellent emotional connective tissue with that rejoin.
I had the exact same thought. This song rips, by the way.
This song does rip, absolutely.
Great. Peter Gabriel's awesome.
Peter Gabriel's the best. I got to tell you, because, so, and you, Fitz, you can correct me if I'm right. Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins were in Genesis together, correct?
Yes, correct.
That is correct. Peter Gabriel was the original lead singer of Genesis.
Yes, so has there been another band like that that has produced two legitimately awesome artists in that fashion?
Three.
Oh, that's true.
The Eagles had three with Don Henley, Glenn Frey, and Joe Walsh.
Touche.
Well, Joe Walsh was big before the Eagles, though.
Yes, but they also, saying like there were three in that one. I mean, and look, there were also lots of supergroups in the 70s and the 80s that formed around a bunch of like prog rock guys, keyboardists, guitarists et al. Your Yeses, there was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. They obviously did not experience the same popular success that people like in Genesis, or the Eagles as well. But Genesis, like that's one of the bands, I think maybe like Genesis and Van Halen, two bands that went through multiple iterations with different lead singers and yet almost maintained the same wave of popularity. Like you could, you have your Van Halen fans and your Van Hagar fans.
Yep.
There's no Van Sharon fans. Like once Gary Sharon took over, nobody was on board the Van Halen Express, but it's kind of interesting when bands are able to maintain the popularity despite the turnover.
Without a doubt. Can I ask for a brief aside? Because I just saw this and I didn't know this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So last night in college football, they played the Orida Famous Potato Bowl.
Mm.
Or Famous Orida Potato Bowl.
Yeah, the Orida Famous Potato Bowl, yeah.
Yep. And Northern Illinois, it looked like, won. At the end of the game, the guy got, instead of Gatorade being dumped on him, was dumped on by a giant bucket of French fries.
Uh-huh, and then a flock of seagulls proceeded to swoop over the stadium.
If you were to have something dumped on you, a bucket of something,
uh-huh,
would French fries not be like the best option? It's not messy, and they're delicious.
If the French fries have been cooked and now I'm going to get second-degree burns and oil stains all over my clothes, no.
Well, okay, but like they've probably cooled at this point. They're not directly out of the fryer later here, Fitzy.
That's the only way to do it.
That's true.
Well, my favorite would be, I think, isn't there a Cheez-It bowl?
Oh, there is a Cheez-It bowl. There's also the Pop-Tart bowl.
Well, listen, that is a next-level celebration. Like the, you know, I know later on in the show we're going to get into our unsung sports heroes of 2024.
Yes.
The people that carried the year for us in the face of disappointment from three of our four major teams in town. I'll give away a little bit of mine. Whoever was behind the trophy for the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Amazing.
With a giant human, a personified Pop-Tart lowering into a supersized toaster, and then everyone eating the trophy.
This was Courtney's lead yesterday, too, how the trophy is a functioning toaster is quite possibly one of the greatest inventions in mankind history.
Absolutely. 100%.
It's like sliced bread.
The surreality of people staring at it just wondering, do I eat him now?
Are you a big Pop-Tarts guy? I loved Pop-Tarts. I have loved Pop-Tarts like all my life. Are you a big Pop-Tarts guy?
Love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point now in my life, like, I know better than to eat Pop-Tarts with any sort of frequency at this point because
yeah.
I try not to eat things modified.
Probably
and
loaded with sugar.
Probably. You could go ahead and just say definitely.
Yeah,
I got a hot take for you.
What's that?
Toaster strudel, far superior to the Pop-Tart.
Stop it, Jackson. What are we
doing? That's like, you know what? That's somebody coming in and saying, like, oh, I got a hot take for you. Cheese nips better than Cheez-Its. Like, no, they're not.
Yeah, he's like...
Really? Toaster strudel? Come on. At least that's
they're
got some
delicious,
butter.
But Pop-Tarts are an American standard.
Yeah, okay. Pop-Tart, you can't eat a toaster strudel cold. You can eat
that
Pop-Tarts. You can eat Pop-Tarts cold. You can eat them in the toaster, like, toasted up. It doesn't matter.
And toaster strudels are like a Hot Pocket type dangerous when they come out of the toaster.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You bite into that sucker, the fruit filling in there is either going to burn you or it's going to be like you have ice cubes in the middle of your toaster strudel.
I remember the first time Pop-Tarts were ever brought up on this radio station. I'm not sure if I was doing a show with Hart or whoever it was, but Mike Giardi ended up in my mentions and said, unfrosted Pop-Tarts greater than frosted Pop-Tarts.
What are we doing? I'm going to lose it. What? What kind of psycho doesn't like... What kind of psycho likes unfrosted Pop-Tarts more than frosted Pop-Tarts? You might as well just do what Jackson does and have toaster strudel.
The fun thing about toaster strudel was, though, toaster strudel would come with that little... If people remember, it was like that little packet of icing. And then you could warm that up. And then once the toaster strudel came out of the toaster oven or whatever vessel you use to warm it up, you could then put the icing on top yourself. So if you want to just glaze that mofo up, go right ahead. Well, if you want to just a little bit on the corners.
So that was my favorite thing about cinnamon rolls is like you could just ice it up as much as you wanted. I love icing. One of the reasons I got so hefty in my day is because as a child, one of my favorite snacks, I would have it all the time. It was one of my favorite snacks. I would have it morning, afternoon, or night. Didn't really matter. A nice glass of Coke or Pepsi, depended on my day, and a blueberry Pop-Tart. Frosted blueberry Pop-Tart. It was just, it was the best.
With Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah.
That's a psychopath right there. No. What about milk? No?
No. God, I don't drink milk. What do you think I am? I only put milk in my coffee.
Wait, hold on.
This is odd.
You'd never really drank milk?
I mean, a
Where'd
little
you get
bit
your
as
calcium
a kid,
from?
But I don't know.
Do we need to do a bone density
where else?
Test?
No, actually, my bones are quite dense. I've never even broken like a legitimate bone. Outside of like a couple of my fingers when I used to catch in baseball, I have never broken a bone in my body.
Yeah, a nice crisp glass of Pepsi and a blueberry Pop-Tart will get you nowhere but the Husky section.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that's probably why I was pushing three bills a couple times in my life there, Fitzy. But
same thing here. My go-to used to be I was all about like I could just murder like a I'd have like a Coke or a Pepsi myself after school. I would eat my feelings, usually like a box of Cheez-Its or Wheat Thins as well. And like a Hood ice cream sandwich.
So I think that was my big issue is as a kid, I wasn't a savory fat. So like the salted foods, like the chips and stuff, I love chips, but like I won't sit there and eat just like bag after bag. Whereas I was a sweet fat. So like I would grab one of my favorite snacks to this very day. They are delightful. Are like the Swiss rolls.
Swiss rolls are one of the greatest things. The least appreciated dessert or package in time.
They are so bad for you, but they are so bleeping delicious. I could eat box after box of those. I would go through them like hotcakes. It was insane. And so that, again, another reason I was pushing three bills early on in my life. But like it was
God, I love icing.
Yeah, like it's just, I love icing. I am such a sweet fat. That's exactly what I was all my life.
So love the snowflakes, which are those like those little hockey puck or the hexagonal like
zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Star Crunch.
Nutter Butters.
All day.
Yep. Devil Dogs. Give me a Drake's cake. Oh yeah.
No, but see, I was always Team Little Debbie over Team Drake's. Like,
oh really?
Oh my God. What were those peanut butter Nutty Buddy bars or whatever those?
Yeah, Nutter Butters.
Yeah, Nutty Bars. Nutty Bars.
Oh, so good. Wafer with the peanut butter and the chocolate, dynamite. And that's one of the reasons I think one of my favorite candies is Reese's Sticks, because they're basically the Nutty Buddy bars, just like thinner and longer.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't see Reese's Sticks around very much anymore.
Yeah, probably a pause. But no, actually, the Reese's Sticks, Fitzy, I'll have you know, the Reese's Sticks have made a resurgence. They disappeared for years. Then within like the last year, you can find them anywhere now.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
go into any gas station or supermarket or whatever, and like you know how at the supermarket they have all the candy right there by the register. You check, there's Reese's Sticks there now.
I was so excited when I went shopping for the Halloween candy this year. And no, Twitch audience, in case you're watching twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or listenership at large, I don't buy my Halloween candy in August just because I do my Christmas shopping in October.
You wouldn't be that guy.
I am not that kind of psych. I get like my red Santa Claus hat you see me wearing now. I get Santa Claus hat red in the face when I go to like CVS in July to pick up some sunblock for my kids. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me just work my way through this aisle full of Jolly Ranchers and miniature fun size Snickers bars that nobody's going to be buying for 3 months just to find like sunblock or anything seasonally appropriate. It's so stupid. It is the dumbest thing that we do.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's great. I love candy. I got to tell you.
I was so happy to see Take Fives were making a
comeback.
Oh,
those are the best!
Take Fives are legitimately the best.
Chocolate and pretzel is one of the greatest combinations mankind has given us, and I think it's underappreciated.
A bag of flips from Rolled Gold? Get out of here. They're done before I even open them.
So the drunkest I've ever been in my life was about 10 years ago, right around Christmas Eve, and the reason I was so drunk is because the only thing I ate like all night were like the reindeer noses, which are basically just like a Rolo on top of a pretzel and like a nice M&M right on top. And that was the only thing I ate for like 12 hours. And I got pretty overserved pretty fast. So I recommend eating actual food, people.
I highly recommend eating actual food. Yeah. Worst I ever got was I went to Cancun my junior year in college and went to I don't know if you know what they call them, like foam parties or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that. Like went to the nightclub and they were just like absolutely just putting Tide into like a cannon and just like firing
launching
it off
everywhere. Yep.
Ate absolutely nothing, drank all of the tequila shooters and Long Island iced teas that got poured for me. I think I ended up randomly having some sort of get together with this strange gal. And then I had to break apart from that because the combination of tequila and foam led me to walk outside and vomit tequila and like bath soap all over the front lawn in front of this nightclub. And then I fell asleep.
That's amazing.
Right there on the lawn.
Right there on the lawn in Cancun.
Brutal. I ate that L so hard. And I still remember it to this day.
Yeah, we've all been there. Everybody's been.
That's a rite of passage.
Exactly.
Happy holidays, everybody, from Fitzy and Shotgun.
As long as you're not driving, that's what matters most.
Never, 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 never.
617-779-7937. I promise we will actually get to our leads this morning. You know, it's Christmas Eve. We're going to be a little late this morning. It's fine. We'll get the leads coming up here. We'll also get to They Said It coming up probably closer to 720 this morning. We'll also have the news for you at 7:45. 7:45, and we'll be talking all things Patriots throughout the course of the day. Mix in our unsung heroes of the year. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So stick it right here. Fitzy and Shime filling in for the Greg Hill Show. So this is... Oh, man. Is that Thin Lizzy?
No.
Is it the Dropkicks?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Such a... This is
awesome. Son of a bee sting. I didn't know the name. I don't know the name of the song, I'll be honest.
The Season's Upon Us.
Okay.
Seasons Upon Us by the Dropkick Murphys.
Well done. Merry Christmas to you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Good
too.
Morning, everyone. This is the Greg Hill Show. Nobody is really here. Me and Jackson holding it down from the normal crew. But Fitzy has come to join me this morning on Christmas Eve. Thank you again, Fitzy, for being here. But it is time now for the leads this morning. The leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Jackson, what is your lead this morning?
Well, I have some good news for the lonely men out there, or lonely women, too, for that matter. A porn star named Chloe Amore, and you can see her on Twitch. Mitch has it on Twitch. Mm-hmm. She has sold her likeness to an AI firm so she can lighten her porn workload. So I think Greg would be... I don't know if Greg would be in favor of this kind of remote work or not, but... so instead, she... I can quote her. When I chat with my fans directly, sometimes there's things they want me to talk about with me.
Did you say chat?
Yes.
Okay.
Or there's things that they want from me that I might not be able to give them, and now I can. And when you're booked for porn shoots, you're at the beck and call of the company. You're going to be on set for anywhere between 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 hours, or who knows. So this gives her fans an opportunity to get a hold of her, even if she's not around. So good for her. That's a Christmas miracle, as far as I'm concerned.
Interesting. The evolution of AI never ceases to amaze me.
No, it really, it's terrifying. Like, there will be no need... There will be no need soon enough. I was explaining this to my kids the other day. Like, you know, if actors are not able to return for sequels or are not able to fulfill obligations for TV shows, commercials, whatever, eventually their voice likeness will be captured, their physical likeness will be captured, and they'll be recreated entirely, and there'll be no need for even... jobs like I used to do, doing commercial voiceover work. Half of the voices you hear now doing commercials, like, attention, gentlemen, have you ever experienced this something or other? Like, that guy sold his voice likeness 18 months ago, and it's just going to totally consume all of us soon enough.
Yeah, the thing I don't understand is why would she, if she makes a good living off being one of these, like, online girlfriends who, like, chats with guys on, like, OnlyFans and whatever, why would she continue to do the physical porn? Like,
because she wants more money.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And if she can do the physical porn without actually having to do the actual communication portion of the program and allow the AI to take care of that for her, it becomes even easier for her, and that's just more money in her pocket, you know? Really budding entrepreneurship.
That's a damn good point. Well, yeah, so good for her, you know. She's taking technology and making it work for her in this new day and age.
Well, Jackson, thank you very much for your lead. Fitzy, your lead this morning. Good morning.
My lead this morning is this. I'm not sure, Shime, if you happen to have seen the ratings that came out over the weekend for the first round of the college football playoffs. None of the games were particularly compelling or that interesting. As a matter of fact, we pretty much had...
They were all blowouts.
Four blowouts, as we anticipated, because they expanded from four games to 12 games. I thought maybe making their way to eight, but they wanted to get as many teams involved as possible. Maybe they'll scale it back eventually. Anyway, long story short, as we around here romance and obsess over our other three major North American sporting clubs, the Boston Celtics, the Boston Bruins, and the Boston Red Sox, we need to remember that on the grand scale, nationally speaking, baseball, basketball, and hockey, respectively, are almost niche sports in the face of football, because these games, SMU at Penn State, 6.5 million viewers, Clemson at Texas, 9 million viewers, Indiana at Notre Dame on Friday night, not even remotely a competitive football game. 13.5 million viewers.
Jesus.
And Saturday night, Tennessee at Ohio State, 14.5 million viewers.
Talk about all of these games.
None of them competitive as well. All of these games drew bigger ratings than your NBA finals, your Stanley Cup finals, your World Series. Football is king, and football is king by so far away in this country that even the college football opening round playoffs, which were decidedly lopsided, drew bigger numbers. College sports, Shime, drew bigger numbers than all the other professional sports. So for anyone who thinks that football will be experiencing a downfall or that it has peaked and we are living in the day and age of a new sport, needs to come round on the idea that the two most popular sports in this country are professional football, which will dominate tomorrow on Netflix, and college football, which is a very proud prince to the king that is the NFL.
Well, it's really interesting you bring this up, Fitzy, because like it's just, I think... And you kind of said, in the way you said it, too, when you said college football, I think people, especially in New England, just don't realize how popular college football truly
is.
It's
a professional sport at this point. It's massive.
Especially when you talk to people, like, you know, in the South, in the SEC, even out West, like, these major schools are hugely important to them. The University of Texas is like a professional team. They are legitimately, the fans are insane. Alabama is like a professional football team, and they're not
LSU,
even the college football
Auburn,
playoff.
All of these organizations, they are full-blown professional. This was before the transfer portal
100%.
or NIL entered the chat.
And like, this I think is the major reason why we're going to get the college football playoff here and forevermore, because it doesn't matter if there's blowouts. They're still going to get more viewers than the freaking NBA finals.
And as NBA ratings are experiencing a bit of a free fall now, people can't get enough football. And the fact that like NIL and the transfer portal have made the, you want to talk about parity, the kind of parity that Roger Goodell and the NFL owners and executives at 345 Park Ave have coveted for years. The transfer portal and name, image, likeness, that is truly what has spread parity across America's second most
Definitely.
Popular sport, 100%.
And it's like, it's crazy to think, too, because we always criticize the NFL, or at least, you know, look at the NFL kind of sideways when they're like, yeah, we want to expand to Mexico. We want to expand more to Europe, to England, you know, Germany, I'll get Brazil, get these games in different countries. And you're like, why? Just like, I don't know, like do it here. But it's because the product is just exploding, and it continues to explode. Mark Cuban once said, you know, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered when it comes to the NFL. Man, there's no slaughterhouse in sight, brother. Like, this is just, they just keep getting fatter. Like, it's just the American public just is ravenous for more football content. Eventually, like, even, I mean, to the point where they've had those football leagues, like, in the spring. They tried. It's not quite the same because it's not the NFL. It's not the same product. But they're trying because the desire from the American public is absolutely there for more and more football content.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, we have an insatiable appetite for high-level football. And now, like college football is, I've been maintaining that college football is the second most popular sport by a mile in this country for years. Now we have the numbers to back it up.
Yeah, I probably would have said basketball, and I'd be wrong, and you would be absolutely right, because we absolutely do. These are, again, these were blowouts. These were non-competitive games, and the numbers speak for themselves. So 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in on the college football viewership, football in general, kind of as a viewing sport and its popularity. We'll continue to talk about the Patriots. I'll get my lead for you coming up next year. It's Fitzy and Shine filling in for the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.